this is Melissa Witt again, and I was hoping you could help
again.
Me with a little problem that I've got, and
yes.
I've failed to return my rental shoes at the bowling alley, and I'm getting a fine every day. If you can help me close this this mystery of where my bowling shoes are, please let me know. Anyway, all of a sudden.
All right, you know, it's funny because as much as this Missy character or Melissa says and stutters through her speaking, she sounds like she should have a show just like Big Fatty, because that's one of his trademarks to his speech pattern. So sorry, Melissa, I don't know where your bowling shoes are, but thank you so much for calling.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
And stutters one of his trademarks to his speech patterns.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3453 of the BFO for right the 30th of April. 2021, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we'll see what else I get around to. Yes, Miss Betty. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Movers and shakers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, I'll tell you why you are movers and shakers. Big Fatty, play that downtown music when you tell them to. Well, I may. But y'all, before we do that, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. This weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is today. I've met this person at the old compound. You know, that's before they moved to the Bury, to the Dingleberry compound. Y'all, one of the most talented cooks. Big Betty is certainly better than you, it's true. Y'all, and just one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet, y'all. I am talking about, of course, none other than Drum Major Kev, also known as the Flobfo. Big Betty, we love the Flobfo, it's true. And he called his vaccination in here recently. And y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, by the way, Saturday is Mayday. You know, Miss Bacon loves a Mayday. y'all, on Saturday, y'all, I've met this person many times at the Pride 48. Y'all, he is out there in the California, eh? Y'all, it is none other than the mild-mannered and quiet Big Betty. Those are the ones you gotta watch out for. It's true. Tom V. Big Betty, And then, y'all, never met him in person, but I know he's vulgar. He is as vulgar as they come. Yes, Big Betty, almost as vulgar as you. Y'all, I don't know where he is, but y'all, I'm talking about none other than that gear in Denver. Big Betty, are you sure you don't know where he's from? I have no idea. And y'all, then our final celebration exiting the birth canal on Saturday. Y'all, I've met this this very large personality at Pride 48 many times out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, she just recently brought back her little show during the pandemic epizootic. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Miss Donna Sugars. Oh, Big Betty, we love Donna Sugars. It's true. So, y'all, if you see the Flubfo or Tom V or in Denver or Donna Sugars on the 20 or the Faceface, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Music for Friday, in the last day of the month. It's true, y'all. Before I get into my day, y'all, you know, I told you I signed up for the Venmo. You know, I'm a Venmo sexual now. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, I'm happy to report that it worked. I was able to make it work. Big Fatty, it's April, but it's still the season of miracles. It's true. And but anyway, y'all, after I talked to you on yesterday's little show, y'all, I'd had that big grilled chicken Caesar salad for my lunch on hump day. And so, y'all, I wasn't real hungry. I just kind of nibbled a little bit. Y'all, and believe it or not, I had some, I didn't have saltines, but y'all, I had Melba toast with a little bit of butter on it. Be ready, you fat ass. y'all, it's delicious. It's just delicious. But I had that, and you know, watched the news and the Jeopardy. And did I watch the sports ball? No, I did not watch the sports ball. I did watch a little bit on the sports ball, and then I turned on the presidential not debate, what was it, report, and I watched it for a while. But y'all, then the go to bed pills were kicking in, and I didn't make it to the end of it. So anyway, but you know, talk of the town today. But now, y'all, here's the funny thing, and this is why you're movers and shakers today, y'all. While I was watching the sports ball, y'all, I saw that the Apple clock was giving away some kind of special badge. They give you little badges when you do things, and it was, y'all, it was, you had to dance. You had to get up and dance, put on your dancing slippers and dance around for 20 minutes, and you got the dance day thing, the little whatever. So y'all, I'm up and I'm dancing around, and if my neighbors could have seen in through the windows, they'd think that I'd lost my mind. Betty, you have lost your mind. But, anyway, And y'all, I did 25 minutes because I couldn't remember if it was 20 minutes or 25 minutes. And y'all, I did it, and I went on to see that I'd gotten the badge, and y'all, it didn't give me the badge. So I got back up. I said, well, maybe I wasn't dancing quite good enough. So I danced a little bit more and still didn't get the badge. Now this was Wednesday night. Y'all, the dance day competition was Thursday. I've got to get up and shake my booty. Big Fatty, please. Big Fatty, if they tell you to haul ass, it'll take two trips. All that roast beef. But y'all slept like a baby and woke up. Y'all woke up a little bit after 5 a.m. in the morning again. And I said, no. And I rolled over. Is that right? Did I wake up at 5 or was it right after 6? Let me just go look here on the Apple clock. Yeah, it was 5 because I rolled back over and I slept through the 6 o'clock hour and finally got up a little bit after 7 a.m. in the morning and had my core free. Y'all, I didn't have Brufkus, but I did my Sudoku and read the paper. And then I was off for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, the humidity's kicked in. It was a little sweaty, as they say. And y'all did the big loop, came back, took my shower, and then I was off. I was off to see the doctor.
Transmitting EKG. We're sending you a script. Vitals to follow.
Yeah, that's it. Now, y'all, it was not an emergency. This was a planned visit to my doctor. You know, just it was a follow-up, as they call it. An FU. If you ever see an FU on your chart, it's a follow-up as opposed to FU. Y'all went in and showed them my Fauci-Ouchie card, and they were excited that I was already up to date on that. And y'all went back. Y'all climbed on the scale, stripped down, very vulgar. No, just everything out of my pockets and everything. Y'all, and y'all, I had weighed here at the villa 147. 0.6, and y'all, I got there to the doctor, and I was 149.6, but they say clothes usually add on about 2 pounds, and y'all had a very good meeting with my doctor. He says, you're doing great, everything looks good, and we'll see you in 6 months. I said, thank you for calling, and then he gave me a co-payment. Beepity! Now, y'all, I asked him about all this throat clearing and all that I've been doing for so long, and he, of course, you know, I immediately thought it was throat cancer. You know, the cancer of the throat. Be ready. We can only wish. No, we don't want to wish that. Be ready. You're right. Because then there wouldn't be a little show. Or I could do the little show. Well, I think Miss Bacon would appreciate that. She says you're the true talent on the show. Well, Big Betty, she's a very intelligent woman. And so I mentioned it to him, and y'all, it's just like it's a post-nasal drip. And so y'all, I thought he was going to send me to an ENT and all this kind of stuff. He says, just go to the Von's East and get you some Flonase. I went, okay. So y'all, I went to the Von's East and I got me some, well, I got the generic Flonase. Yes, because you're a cheap ass. And y'all, I came home and squirted it up there and it's been better. you know, I'm going to give it a few days just to make sure that was all. Now y'all, I do, you know, I mentioned Miss Bacon and Oh, and how she loves May Day. Now, y'all, May Day, y'all, that usually is a call of distress. That we're going, the plane is going down. The cruise of a lifetime it has broken in half. You know, all this kind of stuff. Or, you know, you're usually dancing around the maypole. Big Fatty, you hadn't danced around any kind of pole since the bubonic epizootic. It's true. y'all, she loves May Day. So, y'all, if you see Miss Bacon on the Twitty or the Face Space, after you say rabbit on Saturday morning, send Miss Bacon a happy May Day message. Yes, Big Fatty, go ahead. You know, you can tell them you heard that on that sinking ship, the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. Number one Northeast straight, Jimmy! You know, when I called him out for not participating, I've already gotten a call, and then I've gotten two more calls. We'll have to get to those next week. But he sent me a testimonium that his mother sent to him, and y'all, it is for a testicle hot tub. Big Fatty, do they come in extra large for yours? Well, I don't know. But y'all, I'm not real sure what this is supposed to do for your Rocky Mountain oysters. Big Fatty, yours are more like an oyster bed. I'm gonna put a link to the website, the www, if you will, so that you can watch the video for the testicle hot tub. And y'all, it's just bizarre. And y'all, if you're looking for something, you know, somebody's got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up on May the 7th. P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California 91365. A testicle hot tub seems to be a very logical giftette for someone who will be eligible for Medicare. Medicare, you know, y'all. By the way, Medicare is the new 30s. Big Fatty, don't kid yourself. But y'all, I think, other than that, I hadn't done a damn thing. So, y'all, I think I'm just going to wrap it up here. Big Fatty, is it going to be with a towel after you pull out of the testicle hot tub? No, not really. But, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's coming. Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so. Dead, anything but
oh
dead.
My God, oh my God.
Don't miss the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Don't forget to say rabbit, Saturday morning. And y'all, please call in your Shark Week stories ASAP. Y'all, I'm trying to get them all organized and everything, and it would just help Big Fatty a great deal. Big Fatty, you know them. They'll wait to the, like Crooked Hat, wait to the last minute. You know, I don't know if Crooked Hat's ever sent in a shark story. Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of Crooked Hat, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. And Crooked Hat, how would you describe your little show?
And stutters, one of his trademarks to his speech patterns.
Trademark. Vera Charles.
Oh, you better be careful. You don't want a trademark incarceration.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.